Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service this morning, the first Sunday of our lockdown 3. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 50, and I'll start reading from verse 15. The Bible says, "When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, 'It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him.' So they sent a message to Joseph saying, 'Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept. And they spoke to him. His brothers came along and fell before him and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' But Joseph said to them, 'Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? For you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and for your little ones.' Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." Also, if you have your Bible, read. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to read from the ESV and also from the Message Bible. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8 says, "To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places." Now I want to read the verse 9 in the Message, because that's where my message this morning is coming from. Paul says in the Message, "My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along." And the whole question of God has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. Those of you who have been following us in Grace Generation, we've been doing a series that we have called Living in Exile, whereby we see, as people of God, we are living in this world as exiles. And through Musala, he used Jeremiah 29 to bring us to bring an understanding that the people of Israel were sent by God 70 years to Babylon in exile. And even through that, he had a plan for his people. And so in verse 10 of chapter 29, Jeremiah, he says, "For that says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. And you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And so we see the people of Israel as a whole were taken into exile so that God himself will bring them back at the right time. Craig also spoke to us using Peter in 1 Peter, that the people of the first century Christians were also in exile. They were in exile. They were in this world, but they lived in this world as aliens, and they suffered. They suffered, and he read chapter verse 10 of chapter 1 Peter 5 says, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, will himself restore, confirm, and strengthen and establish you." And so God says, yes, you are not going to be in this situation forever. I will come and I will restore you to myself. And I'm sure as we live in this world today, especially since the beginning of December with the onset of COVID-19, things have changed in this world, in our own lives. I've seen that people, even when you go into your own home, there are certain things you have to do that you never used to do. Things have changed and there is fear. We don't even know what is going to happen. We feel alienated, even in our own homes, even in our own lives. But we need to know that God is at work and He is doing His own thing in our lives. And so we need to draw near to God at this time. Maybe you are here, you don't even know God, so you may think I'm talking about the people of God. Yes, God has a purpose for you in the midst of all this, that you will be drawn near to Him, and He is here with you. Because Lamentation says, because of God's great love, we are not consumed, and His compassions never fail. He is with us, and so we need to strengthen ourselves. But this morning, I don't want to talk about the people of Israel as a group in Babylon or the church as in the first century together or even the church of today. I want to talk to you as an individual that God is working behind the scenes as we read in Ephesians in the message. God is working behind the scenes in all that we are going through so that He can His purpose can come through in our lives. And I want to use the life of Joseph as I tell you the story of Joseph to bring about the point that God is working behind the scenes. Number one, I want you to know that God has a plan for you as an individual, and He will bring it to fruition in His own time, no matter what you go through. That's my first point. The second point is that as you go through life, in all the stages that you go through, God is always working behind the scenes to make sure that His plans come to fruition. And the third point is that God's purposes in your life will be fulfilled. And we will conclude that God is always working behind the scenes. So my first point, that God has a plan for your life. As we look into the life of Joseph, the life began at home. And I want you to know that God's purposes in your life begins at home. And in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 says, Joseph, being a 17-year-old, was pastoring the flock with his brothers. He was a boy with the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than any of his sons because he was a son of his old age. And he made him a robe of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peacefully to him. This is the setting of Joseph in his family house. He grew up in a house that was dysfunctioning as the father has preference for him and not the other brothers. That created a problem. And all of us, in one way or another, we have been in situations whereby our homes, there are problems. And sometimes you feel like everybody hates you. There are times you feel loved. And that's how life is. And I want to say, no matter what your background is, God is working behind the scenes for your future. And so don't feel bad because you come from that village or because you come from that city or because you come from that township. God has a purpose. No matter what it is, that your life situation is in the hands of God, and He will work behind the scenes to make sure all goes well. Now, as they are doing this in this dysfunctioning house, God brings out His plan for Joseph. And in chapter 37, verse 5, we see Joseph having a dream. And the Bible says he told his brothers, and they hated him more. He said, "Hear this dream I have dreamt," in verse 6. "Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood straight. And behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf." His brothers said to him, "Are you indeed to reign over us? Or indeed, you indeed are going to rule over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he had another dream, and he told it to his brothers. He said, "Behold, I've had a dream, another dream. Behold, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." But when he told his father and his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, "What is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you?" And his brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the saying in mind. People of God, in the midst of all that was going on in Joseph's life, God revealed his purpose, his plan. He told him what he was going to do. In fact, actually, he gave him a gift of dreaming. People of God, God has given, no matter where we are coming from, God has imbued in us. He has put something in us for our future. It's a gift that he has given us. It could be a talent that God has given you. Don't throw it away because of your circumstances. People may not like it, and hate you because of that, but hold on to it, and God is going to help you. I want you to know God has a plan for his people. And that plan and purpose will come through in your life. Maybe you are here this morning listening to me, and you don't know God. You don't know Jesus. But I want you to know God has a purpose for you. His purpose is that he wants to draw you near to himself so that he can bless you with all the things he has, so that he can channel your plan for you. And that is something you know, because the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son for you, that you will be saved." And 2 Peter 3 says in verse 8, "Do not overlook this fact, beloved, that with God, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but he's patient towards you, not wishing that any of you should perish, but you should reach repentance." And so if you don't know Christ, he has a purpose for you. He wants you to repent and be part of it. And so as I'm moving forward, talking about the second point, that God work behind the scenes for his people. If you become a Christian, God will also work behind the scenes to bring the purposes for your life. Now, no matter what situation you find yourself in, God will bring to pass his purposes in your life if you're a child of God. Romans 8 and verse 28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purposes." You see, Joseph had a background. There was hatred going on. There were so many things happening, yet God was at work. God gave him a dream and said, "This is what I'm going to do in your life." But this is what happened. Now, one day, his father asked him to take food to his brothers. And as he was going, they saw him from afar. And they decided, no, this man must die. The dreamer must die. We must kill that dream, that it will not come through. And so they were debating about it. And God, working behind the scenes, thwarted their plans. And Reuben rose and said, no, we cannot kill him. Look at all these cisterns, all these pits that are around. Let's throw him in so that his blood will not be on our hands. Reuben was doing this so that he could later go and take Joseph to his father. And so as Joseph came in his colorful robe, they took off the robe and they threw him. People of God, it's not that they put him just in the pit. They threw him. Can you imagine being held and thrown into a pit? And in those days, those cisterns were wells for water. So most of the time it's filled with water, or if it is empty, sometimes an animal will fall in, like a lion or any snakes or anything, and will be stuck in there. But God working behind the scene, the Bible says that there was nothing. It was empty and clear of any kind of animal that could harm Joseph. And I'm very convinced that at this time, Joseph knew his life was at risk, and anything could happen to him. He could die. And so probably at this time he said, God help me. God help me. And indeed God help. Because all of a sudden his brothers saw Ishmaelites coming, going to Egypt. And they said, what are we going to gain? Let's sell this guy for 20 shekels or something like that. And then take him to Egypt. And that's what saved Joseph. And I'm sure Joseph was in it saying, Lord, thank you. People of God, so there are times when we feel in our life that we have been sold. We have been sold. As we were going this way, our life changes. Somebody comes at workplace. You were riding, going very well. Somebody comes and say, over my dead body, and they sack you. Or things like that. That's what happened. All of a sudden, within a day, Joseph's life has changed. He's no longer in Israel, but going towards Egypt. And so he was sold. And the Bible says that he ended up in Egypt in Mr. and Mrs. Potiphar's house. People of God. And as we read in chapter 39, verse 1 says, and Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites. And the Bible says, as we continue, things were going well. He succeeded. Joseph succeeded in everything, and blessing came upon this man. And so he left everything in the hands of Joseph for Joseph to control and lead. People, God has a wonderful plan for us. And there are times in our lives we see all is going well. We need to thank God and do our best, because I believe strongly that Joseph has learned his lessons. This time he's not talking about other people like he did to his brothers. Here he's working hard. He's working and things are going well for him. But let me tell you that the enemy, the Bible says that our enemy, the devil, prowls like a lion, seeking someone to devour. When things are going well, he's not happy. He will come. He will come. And that's why we need to put on the whole armor of God. All of a sudden, Mrs. Potiphar finds Joseph to be an interesting person. And the Bible says in verse 6 of chapter 39, and Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eye on Joseph and said, lie with me. But he refused and told his master's wife, behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house. And he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am. Nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? To me, that touches me. That Joseph was determined that I want to serve God. I want to draw near to God. I won't do anything. People of God, as we go, there will be temptation that will come our way. But let's look to God. Even if temptation overcomes us, let's remember God. Whatever we are doing, let's say for God's sake, we want to please him. Let's not do it for our own sake or for the sake of our wives or for our husbands, but let's do it for the sake of God. And eventually, one day, Mrs. Potiphar wanted Joseph to lie, and Joseph said, no, I'm not going to do it. And in an attempt to run away, he left his robe behind. And Mrs. Potiphar used that to say, this guy was going to rape me. And he ended up being in the pit again, in prison. So as we are all in lockdown, I would say Joseph, having been in lockdown in the well, now he's in another level of lockdown. But the good thing here is that the Bible says God was working behind the scenes, as we are talking about. And so God was able to keep Joseph even in this place, that the warders saw how good this man was and how God was with him, and put him in charge of the prison that he was in himself. God is able to turn things around. God is able to help his people in this situation. And whilst he was there, the Bible makes us aware that there were two other people who came there from the president's house, from Pharaoh's house. One was a chief cupbearer, and the other was a chief baker. And whilst they were there, they had dreams. the chief cupbearer explained his gift, his dream, and Joseph was able to explain that, look, my friend, you will be released. And the baker also explained his dream, and Joseph interpreted it and said, well, unfortunately, you are going to be hanged. People, one thing I'm seeing here is that dream that started in his house, back in his home, God has perfected it. As he drew near to God, he has perfected it to a point that now he's able to interpret dreams. People of God, God has given all of us something to live with. It could be a gift that you have, a spiritual gift. It could be a talent that you have, and you need to hold on to it. You need to use it, and God will perfect it for your own life as a child of God. And so that's what happened. And in 3 days' time, the chief cupbearer was taken back. But Joseph told him, when you go, remember me, remember me. And the Bible says, for 2 years he was forgotten. Maybe you are sitting in a situation and you are thinking, oh God, you have forgotten me. Oh, this one promised me that. This one promised me that. But everybody have forgotten me. God waits for an appointed time. Now, God, working behind the scenes at this time, made Pharaoh have a dream. And in this dream, there was no one who could interpret it. And the cupbearer, after 2 years, heard about this dream and said, oh, I remember my sins today. There is a Jew who was able to interpret my dream, and out of that, I was set free. And now they called Joseph to come in the presence of Pharaoh. And people of God, there will be your time when God will call you in presence of somebody in authority. God will give you an opportunity. And so now, because God is working behind the scenes to bring you where he wants. And all along, this is where Joseph was meant to be. And he comes before. And one thing is, when we are before such people, we need to remember God and God only. And so when he comes and the dream is said, Joseph was able, in the name of God, because he said interpretation of dreams come from God. So he depended on God and God alone and said God will interpret it. And there he interpreted the dream to mean there is going to be 7 years of plenty. And after that, there is going to be another 7 years of famine. And so, this is what touches my heart. Joseph says, find someone who will be able to gather food for 7 years, so that when the lean years of hunger comes, there will be food. Joseph didn't say, now is my opportunity. Let me sell myself. Let me take it. Sometimes, you know, the enemy wants us to even say things that we don't know about. Let's leave it to God. And if God has a plan and purpose for us, working behind the scenes, this will happen. And exactly, the Pharaoh said, we can't find anyone else. It's you to do the job. And so, Joseph, all of a sudden, becomes a prime minister, responsible for economic affairs. And the Bible says he didn't rest on his oars. He was diligent at work. When we come to chapter 41, verse 46, says, Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt during the 7 plentiful years when the earth produced abundantly. And he gathered up all the food in the 7 years which occurred in the land, and put the food in the cities. He put in every city the food from the fields around it. And Joseph stored up grain in great abundance, like the sand of the sea, until he ceased to measure it, for it could not be measured. And so, people of God, here we are. Joseph worked hard. He didn't rest. He worked hard. Sometimes, you know, God puts us in a position and we boss it and lord it over people. We need to know where God has brought us and work. And God will give us the strength to do our best. We need to be diligent in all that we do. And so now, through this, because of the famine, his brothers and father heard about food in Egypt. And the Bible says they traveled and meet Joseph. But they didn't even know that he was his brother. And that was where they had to bow, including his father, before God. And this is my third point, that God's plans and purposes will be fulfilled. At this time, his brothers came to him and they bowed before him, because that's what God has ordained. People of God, God has a plan in your life. No matter what you are going through under this lockdown, what you are going through, God has a purpose, and he will bring it to fruition, that he will make sure that whatever he has planned for your life will come through. And so here they are, and they lived in a nice place, Goshen, where they were able to even farm and do all things. Unfortunately, their father died. And that is where God working behind the scenes, they acknowledged and saw that indeed, this is what God has done. Their plan was, now that our father has died, maybe Joseph is going to ill-treat us. And so let's concord something, so that Joseph will know our father made a promise. They said, when Joseph's brother saw that their father had died, in chapter 50, verse 15, they said, it may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him. So they sent a message to Joseph saying, your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of your servants, of the God of your father. Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came along and fell before him and said, behold, we are your servants. You see the dream? They fell, because that's what it was when he dreamt years ago. But Joseph said to them, do not fear, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as you see today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones. Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. People of God, we should not fear. Even when people are doing evil, Corona is doing evil to us. There are so many things that are changing. And as I'm concluding, I want you to know that God is working behind the scenes. Let's know that he is on our side and he is helping us, and he will help us through and through. If you remember, even in our church, as I conclude, in December, God told us that this year, things are not going to be the same. Craig had a prophecy for the church that things are going to change. The stage is changing, and we have seen it. It's clear that things have changed. But one thing I hold on to is also, God told us at the beginning of the year through the story of Mephibosheth that he is restoring us to himself. And as he restores us to himself, he is going to bless us. He's going to restore the joy of salvation. He's going to restore to us all that we have lost. So we need to draw near to God. And we thank God for what God, through Corona, is doing for us. Avril organized a 24/7 prayer. And through that prayer, many of us have been drawn near to God. Many of us, we have a family altar every morning up to today. That's God drawing us closer to himself. Look at how God has changed the atmosphere in the city. No sound of planes going and rubbish in town and all that. It's clean. God is healing us. God is giving us a new norm. And brothers and sisters, this is what I want to say to all of us. This new norm is what God is doing. He has reset everything to zero. Learn a new thing. Learn a new thing. These days we use Zoom and all that. Learn it, because we are all at the same level, whether you are rich or poor. We are all at the same level, and God is restoring us unto himself, and he's going to bless us. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Bless us in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who don't know you, draw you near to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.